Tuesday afternoon. Let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How's your wonderful day going?
Great. The weather is fabulous. I mean, I love this cooler temp thing. So it's a great day when you can sleep with the windows open.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta love that when you put the windows open. Shut off the air conditioner.
Yep. It's great.
Yep. Okay. Well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, you know, September is almost here, so we are lining up and getting ready, jumping back into our regular fall lineup of activities and things. So we are having our preschool story time with ECFE on Tuesday, September 6th at 5:30 p.m. So keep that in mind. There's stories, games, crafts, all sorts of fun stuff for families. And no registration is necessary. Just kind of show up. I do know that we have a special animal that will be here.
Ooh.
Insane. Yeah, so it'll be kind of a fun thing. And then also on Wednesday, September 7th at 3:30 p.m., it's bingo time for all ages, an after-school program for children. Keep in mind, if their kids are 6 and under, we do ask that an adult attend with them. Anyway,
okay.
And then Steve Starrood, of course, is going to be back now this fall, and he'll be here the first and third Wednesday of every month from 4 to 6 p.m. So that means for September, the 7th of September, he will be here. And then whatever the third week of September is, I can't remember. I think it's like the 21st or something.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, so he will be here twice a month from 4 to 6 p.m. And it's great if you tell us that you're going to be here, but if not, he definitely accepts drop-ins and will help you with all your computer and technology and iPads and all sorts of different things like that. And then he also helps with ABE and ESL, too. So whatever your needs are,
okay.
You know, Steve is to the rescue, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, he does a good job, doesn't he?
He does. He's so patient, you know. I mean, that patience sometimes is key, because not everybody understands all this technology, and he just really has a lot of patience.
Yep. You got to have patience with technology.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And then we're starting back up with our fall crafting activity for adults, and we're going to be making sunflower light boxes.
What is that?
It's basically a glass block, and that we embellish it and turn it into a light box. They are beautiful. They've really turned out beautiful. I can't believe how nice they are. But, we'll have a sample here at the library. And then adults will be able to register for this class starting the 1st of September. Like I said, it'll be class sizes limited, of course. So we're going to make sunflower light boxes.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday, September 14th, as well as on Wednesday, September 21st, we're doing some take and makes for children and families to pick up. We've got some CD scratch art and some personalized pencil take and makes that will be for those 2 weeks. And then, of course, we've got our book club that meets on Monday, September 26th at 5 p.m. And Lego Club will be meeting on the 28th at 3:30. So lots of things, lots of activities coming up anyway. And, just a little bit of something for everyone here at the Appleton Library.
I know you get really busy with activities in the fall and the holidays too, don't you, Cindy?
Yeah, we do. We try to offer a lot of different things for people, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I plan to bring an author in October, we are planning a bus trip for December.
Oh.
So, yeah, just a little sneak peek of what's
a little tease
ahead.
There, a little tease.
Yeah, so lots of opportunity. Again, you know, of course, we can't sign up for those things yet, but just some things to think about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, real good. Let's talk about what people are reading, Cindy.
You know, and some books are popping up. Some new things are coming in, and we've got a couple of tried and true authors that have books out, like Danielle Steele has a new book out called The Challenge. It's parents of children who have gone missing on a dangerous peak in Montana form a search and rescue mission. And then we've got a book by Ashley Flowers and Alex Keister, all good people here, a journalist who returns to her hometown, vows to find a missing girl, and solve a 20-year-old cold case. Also, Star Wars, The Princess and the Scoundrel by Beth Revis is Princess Leia and Han Solo get married and continue to fight what remains of the Imperial forces. And, you know, I've told you this before, I've never really watched any of the Star Wars stuff. So that's just kind of different. You know, I don't know why I never have, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw the first one, and that was about it. So
yeah, I just always meant to watch it, but you know, and or I could read the books, obviously.
Right.
Also new in nonfiction is Diana, William, and Harry by James Patterson and Chris Mooney. It's a biography of the late Princess of Wales and her sons. So, yeah, there's always someone that's writing something about the royal family.
Yep.
And then What We Owe the Future by William McCaskill. It's a philosopher shares his perspective on what we should do now to ensure that civilization would rebound if it collapsed.
Okay.
Anyway, interesting. There's always interesting novels and that are coming out, as well as nonfiction books on people's opinions or research on a topic. So if you have a favorite author, or if you're looking for some recommendations, stop on down to the Appleton Library, because we always have some information to share with you and are willing to help you find your next read.
Well, there you go. Any update on the building progress there, Cindy?
Well, the only thing I know is that we are having kind of a groundbreaking ceremony of sorts on the 12th of September. So more information, I suppose, will be coming on that.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah, so. Super exciting. Right now they're doing a lot of, you know, subcontractors, doing a lot of background research, getting things kind of ready. And all that stuff takes time. It just does.
Yep.
You know?
A lot of little things to think about.
Yeah, and people don't realize that. I mean, when you're doing a renovation or when you're building something, it just takes a lot of time to do these things.
It does.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for that. Tell us where you're located and when you're open, Cindy.
Well, we are currently located at the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can always find us on Facebook, on our website, as well as, you know, giving us a call on the phone at 320-289-1681. Don't forget to check out our digital content. So we have downloadables that are available 24/7. And that means that if you are looking for a book to read, a book to listen to, or a magazine to read, all those things are available in digital content as well as, of course, in print.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good, Cindy. Thank you. And we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great. Have a great week.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.